Welcome back to New Orleans here at the Superdome, the BNBL Room, as we bring you live coverage of Sunbelt Conference Media Day 2018. Brave Freeman with Bill Colhane. Just got done visiting with Bobcat linebacker Brian Lunded, who has been to New Orleans now twice for this Media Day event, making his first appearance representing Texas State. Now joining us is offensive lineman Aaron Brewer, third-team All-Conference a year ago, preseason second-team All-Conference coming into the 2018 year. So first things first, Aaron, welcome to New Orleans, and how are you enjoying your stay so far in the Big Easy?
It's been nice so far. We're having a good time, good food.
What have you enjoyed the most so far about your stay here in New Orleans?
The food, definitely.
The food, yeah. Last night was pretty good, wasn't it, the Fado Dough?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just jump in real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, a lot of the student-athletes dress sharply when they come to Media Day, and I just want to – we're on radio. I want to paint the picture for folks. Some guys can't pull off the bow tie.
I've tried.
I've tried. Aaron, you're looking sharp, man.
Thank you.
Got the bow tie going, the gold watch. I mean, you know, looking really dapper so far here today. Now, Aaron, you've started 23 straight games on the offensive line, but at various spots. You've been kind of, you know, shifting around quite a bit. Where on the line do you feel as if you play the best? Where are you most comfortable?
Actually, on the line, I'm comfortable at all positions. It's like no position that I feel uncomfortable with. All of them are equal.
What if you had to pick one, though? What if somebody said, okay, you have to pick one position and stick with it? What would it be?
It would probably have to be center.
Center, okay.
Well, I'm also wondering if there are going to be more plays called for Aaron, because if you recall in Jonesboro last year at Arkansas State, there was a lateral play called for you, and you almost scored. Are we going to see more of those plays for you this year?
Maybe. Not sure yet.
Well, you know, we talk about the offensive line, and there's a lot of continuity amongst it, to include yourself, four of the starters from last year's team back again this year. How important is that experience heading into the coming season?
Coming experience from the returning starters?
Yes. Yep.
It's big time, but also we can't, like, nobody has a solid spot right now. Everybody has a chance. Coming this fall camp, everybody going to be moving around different positions. So, just all whoever the five best players, they're going to be the five starters.
We saw a couple of new faces on the offensive line last year. Who impressed you the most? And we saw a nice play at tackle from Nick Boster. Who else has impressed you?
It's really none of them specific. Like, all of them, like, we all been working this summer all together. So, all the new faces, the young guys, older guys, everybody just out there grinding. Mm-hmm.
So, he didn't say none of them have impressed him. He's saying all of them have.
And that's good news. That's good news because offensive line is important. You win championships with a good O-line. That's Aaron Brewer with us, Bill Colhane, Brand Freeman. We're at the Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. The offense was better back in 2017. Than it was in 2016. I think that's fair, and maybe, you know, you can look at one statistic compared to another and have a debate. I saw what I saw. The offense was better. Mm-hmm. To take that next step, to raise the offense even another level, Aaron, what has to take place?
Really just the team chemistry, the bond, and just more dodges, finishing nasty every play. Mm-hmm. Just team chemistry building, and that's it, really.
Now, let's go back. We'll jump back to the offensive line, your group, your room. Coach Mateos, we've visited with him a number of times. The impression we get, we don't work with him every day like you do. The impression we get is he is an energetic, enthusiastic guy. Kind of take our fans listening behind the scenes. What's Coach Mateos like day-to-day in terms of trying to help you and your teammates, your line mates, improve?
Because Mateo,
he's not listening. Man. He's not listening. You can say whatever.
It's nothing but positive comments about Coach Mateo. He's a great coach. Like, he's energetic, as you said. Got a great personality. Kind of got a little comedian in him. So
nice.
Yeah, like, he just he gives all the tools we need on the field, off the field. It just helps us in every aspect of the game.
I'm sure, you know, I played, you've played for a while. When you look back and you think back to coaches you've had, the things that you've taken away from them, is there something specific that Coach Withers or Coach Mateos have taught you that you find yourself maybe repeating to your teammates or, I don't know, telling your family, here's what Coach said today kind of thing?
Really, Coach Withers and Coach Mateos, just they teach us more than just football. It's like life lessons, really. Just like teaching us like how to live off the field. Like everything we learn on the field, is like we can translate it off the field as well.
Beyond the football field, living your life outstanding.
For the future.
Yeah. Now, final thing, and Aaron, we've kind of been jumping around here, but I always want to ask one of the student athletes this, guys who visit us on media day. Mm-hmm. Brant and I, for many years, as we've told you, but we're not old, we've been going to a number of stadiums, and Brant and I have our favorite places we like to go to. So in looking back at stadiums you've been to, played on the road, I know Bobcat Stadium is your most favorite stadium, mm-hmm. but what has been your favorite road trip stadium? And then looking at the 2018 schedule, what's the one game that you've circled that, man, you can't wait to play those guys?
First game of the season.
Okay, so Rutgers is the game you circle. Now, look back at the seasons you've had before. What's the one place when you think back and you thought, man, that was a really cool place to play at?
I don't know the name of the state, but it was out in Atlanta, Georgia, their old stadium.
Oh, the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, Georgia
Dome. It's
not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot now.
Yeah, that was a nice stadium.
Well, how about Aaron's first ever start in Fayetteville at Razorback Stadium?
At Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you like the Georgia Dome. I like the Georgia Dome, too. They just didn't have enough fans.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Agreed. I'm really curious what Turner Field is going to be like when the Bobcats take on Georgia State on the road this year.
I know our view is not going to be very good.
No,
his
won't.
Is going to be good. Aaron's going to have a great view. We won't.
Now, Aaron, training camp is coming up, the start of it anyway, on August 3rd. And there are storylines for every football team going into camp. And you can't get away from this in football. The biggest storyline is the quarterback position. Who's going to win the job? Who's standing out? Those questions are going to be asked throughout camp.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, as an offensive lineman, what do you want to see out of these three individuals as they battle for that starting job between Tyler Vitt, Jalen Gibson, and Willie Jones?
What I like to see out of my starting quarterback, no names.
No names.
I just like to have someone behind me that like can just know the defense, like know everybody, like everybody's job, and like can run the offense, basically, like just a overall leader on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Like just coming out there, just controlling everything, confident, and know everything that's going on.
That's what Coach Withers said. You guys are on the same page.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to August 3rd, the start of camp, and, of course, September 1st, the start of the season. Thanks again for joining us.
No problem.
Thanks, Aaron.
That, again, Texas State offensive lineman Aaron Brewer, our guest here on Radio Row from the Superdome in New Orleans. After the break, we're going to visit with South Alabama head coach Steve Campbell. Our coverage here from New Orleans continues in just a moment.